This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, if you wear your headset, you'd know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're always, always, always welcome to be with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd like to believe that you're listening to your session to sanity right here. One of the few sessions to sanity on the radio every single day. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy, what else do I have up there? Coffee cups, water bottles, T-shirts. You know, some of you are afraid to wear the T-shirts because they're red with white print. And the shirt says, hashtag stand. And I would like one of you to explain to me, tell me, help me understand why you're afraid to wear a shirt that says stand for America. I didn't say stand for Trump. It doesn't say make America great again. It just simply says stand for America. We shouldn't be. I don't care. Go make one up yourself. You don't have to buy it from me. But what are you afraid of? Seriously, what are you afraid of? Why do you leave guys like me to be the only ones? Not that some of you aren't already. Don't get me wrong. But I'm allowed to vent too. Right? So why are some of you guys out there on the front line like we are and not be afraid? I wear that thing to the supermarket just because I know it irritates people. But I tell you what, most of the time they look at me and kind of smile and go, I like your shirt. And one of these days they're going to have the guts to look at them and go, hey, well then why don't you wear one? I got extra ones in the car. You want one? And then they'll pass out and want to call an ambulance and I'll get in all kinds of trouble. But it'll be okay. Anyway. John Sullivan will join us after the break. And he's been on the show before. But I want you to hear the trailer, or the one I could find, anyway. From it was on Varney and Company. It's about the movie, Prager's movie, and Adam Carolla on Safe Spaces. No Safe Spaces. And I wish I could play the whole thing, but I can't. But I just want to play the little clip, and you'll get an idea of what it's about. It's hilarious.
Please. Our commitment to diversity means that nobody graduates until they think just the right way.
At Utopia University, there are no violent words to hurt me.
I will punch you if you're a fascist.
I'm going to be the next Che Guevara.
We speak out against privilege.
We've checked our privilege.
Welcome to Utopia U.
A wonderful place to learn that everything your parents taught you is wrong.
It's all here at Utopia U, man.
It's not based in reality.
It's based on your reality.
Wait, hold on a second.
That campus doesn't really exist, does it?
That does.
Yes, they exist all across the country. That's no joke. These things really do. They take place all across the country. We have been doing stories for 8 years on this show on campuses at that level. And we have watched it. Look. We used to have to scrounge for those kind of stories. We'd get a few a week, you know, and it wasn't a big deal and what have you. And now we could actually do one show every night, a whole hour on the craziness. Well, more than that, but we could dedicate one whole show to talking about this idiotic stuff going on college campuses that your money's paying for. You're paying for your kids to go there. Isn't that wonderful? God, it would frost me to no end. Well, actually, it does frost me to no end, so... But I do. I get the biggest kick out of this. I get the biggest kick out of people that will not pay attention to what's going on. Where they're sending... Look, when you send your kids to a daycare center or someplace like that, or a camp, if you were like me, don't you check it out? Don't you make sure that the place that they're going is not only safe for them, it's good for them? But why wouldn't you do the same thing with a college? What is wrong with you people? Yeah, I'm just give me a second. I don't want to explode all over the microphone. So, no, it is sickening. It is sickening that we allow this to happen to our kids. It is sickening that we allow this to happen, period. You need to get involved in your kids' education. You need to make sure you know what's going on. Look at, you go to, let's do a couple of quick crazy stories before John joins us. How do you like this one? The campus cops, or excuse me, police officers. Now this is sad. At the University of Florida, told conservative students that they couldn't prevent classmates from vandalizing flyers for an upcoming event, saying that the flyers are no longer yours once they're posted. Video footage also shows one vandal knocking a cell phone from the hand of a student who was filming the altercation, but the officers justified that action by saying he defended himself because he didn't want to be videotaped. You hear that? I mean, seriously. So they can get away with anything. They will be defended by the police and others when it's against the law and it's wrong. You don't have the right to rip up somebody else's property. Those cops... were wrong. Now, multiple students recently vandalized advertisements for an upcoming pro-life event. Oh, that explains it all. Never mind. You don't have to go any further than that, right? Because it was a pro-life event, and the young people can't handle a pro-life event. Makes them uncomfortable, you know. That story I did last night says it traumatizes them. Think about that. But these people are gone. They've lost their minds. How about this one? I don't know if I can pull this off. I can try. Winners of a social justice talent show, they tout campus activism. That's right. Southern Connecticut State University celebrated its dedication to progressive ideals Wednesday by exploring next steps in our journey to social justice. Ugh, I'm not going to get through this. This is great, though. This is what your kids are doing at school. This is like a daycare center, a camp, all wrapped into one. The only difference is it only costs you $50,000 a year. John Sullivan joins us after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the... You need to be part of the solution. And the only way you become part of the solution is you become part of the conversation. Because, look it, you have to find out how other people think. You have to understand how other people deal with issues in order for you to, I don't want to say confront them, because not everything is a confrontation. Some things is simply a conversation. And I've been able to shut people down in a conversation because they think all conservatives think alike. They think all conservatives are right-wing nut jobs. And we're not. as you can tell if you watch it. Well, if you watch the show every night, you might think we are right-wing nut jobs. But anyhow, I can bring on somebody who's not a right-wing nut job. John Sullivan joins me. He's a filmmaker and working on several projects. One in particular that I really enjoyed and liked was the Gosnell movie, John. It was really, I mean, that's a movie that still resonates in my head. And thanks for being on with me tonight.
Hey, no problem, Joe.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and you know, how did that movie, I know we've talked about that before, but I'm sure there's new listeners. How did that movie affect you personally? I mean, you had to sit there and go through this dialogue and watch it come together. It had to make you sick.
Oh, absolutely. It was one of the toughest movies I've worked on. You know, the previous movies I did were like 2016. I did America with Dinesh D'Souza. You know, there were some tough subject matters within that, you know, talking about like Irish genocide and things of that nature. But, you know, this is, you know, the purpose, you know, somebody taking purpose in their job of killing children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just can't think of anything more destructive as a mentality. And I think you can see that in Kermit Gosnell and the people that were around him and the lack of care for life that happened around that clinic. And, you know, that's why, you know, he eventually is serving multiple life sentences back to back.
And that's not enough. I wish we could find a way to give a shot to bring him back to life and then, you know, have him do another life sentence. You know what I'm saying? It's just really, I know I'm supposed to have forgiveness, John, but I'm just really irritated at what he was allowed, what he did and what he was allowed to do by those around him who saw what was going on and virtually did nothing about it. Just sad.
No, absolutely. No, it's look, if this was a nail salon, literally, in Philadelphia, it would have had an annual inspection. But because it was a quote-unquote women's clinic that was doing abortions and being an abortion provider, you know, people turned the other eye, including, you know, a Republican governor in Tom Ridge that did this. So, you know, people knew when they walked by that clinic the horrors that were going on in that building. One of our associate producers went to Drexel University there, and he said everybody kind of knew what happened there, and it was just a very dark place, and, you know, it was just a very evil, bad, you know, thing. I think that's when you look at what Gosnell did, you know, for 30 years, and the fact that this was his life, you know, for that long, and taking late-term abortions, having the children be born alive, and then basically killing them by snipping their necks, inserting scissors in the back. This is what this man did day in, day out, constantly, and, you know, kind of did it with a smile, if you will, unfortunately. I mean, the man is, in my opinion, one of the creepiest evil people you'll ever, you know, encounter in this life.
Pure, unadulterated evil. I mean, I look at what's going on in Hollywood and places like that with pedophilia and the damage that has been done to those kids, and you're thinking to yourself, again, pure evil. How do you look into the eyes of a child and take advantage of it and hate children that much? It's just sad and sickening and amazing to me. But anyway, enough nasty stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, well, another movie I worked on was called An Open Secret. And, you know, this is a movie that dealt with pedophilia in Hollywood. And again, another tough subject matter to deal with. But at the same time, anybody that's coming to Hollywood, I try to encourage them, or coming to Hollywood with child actor dreams, I encourage them to watch that movie, to come into this business with their eyes wide open. You know, I've got daughters, they have aspirations to be actors, actresses, and, you know, for me, that's one of the scariest things as a dad, is to think about what's gone on in Hollywood, and that this has been a culture of this. This is not like an isolated thing. Like, Harvey Weinstein was a very open secret for what was going on. A number of these casting directors, these were open secrets that were known for a long time of how they treated children. So, again, my heart breaks, and this is why I get involved in these types of movies, is because sometimes there's, you know, a court of justice. Often it's the court of public opinion, and, you know, that kind of motivates me to get involved in these types of films.
Well, John, God bless you for doing it, because I don't know if I can go through it without actually going after the person we were making the movie about. It makes me crazy with this stuff. But My wife and I were talking before you came on, and I said, we've been doing this show, like, you know, 8+ years now. And when I first started, we could only do a couple of shows a week, maybe, or a couple of stories a week on what's going on college campuses across the country. And, you know, we joke about safe spaces. We joke about, you know, making stuff really nice for the kids because we don't want them to feel bad. Now, I could do all 3 hours every single night on the craziness that takes place on college campuses across this country. You are involved in filmmaking a movie with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager called No Safe Spaces. And I played a little clip, a very little clip, about a minute of it earlier. Tell us about the movie, how it came about, who approached you with it?
The movie came about, you know, something a number of us creatives were talking about, and we'd seen this trend, right? And I was a right-of-center, very fiscally conservative student, kind of in the libertarian camp with some conservative viewpoints, who went to school in San Francisco in the 90s. You know, my first day at San Francisco State Film School, one of my professors said, you know, I'm trisexual. I'll try anything sexual. You know, it wasn't a safe space for my viewpoints and what were going on in there. And again, this is like, at the time, it was like an HTML class for digital media.
Wow.
I'm like, how does this have anything to do with this, right? It's not even a cultural anthropology class or anything else. So for me, it was kind of like coming up on the other side of this, right? Like, I never had, like, my viewpoints were never represented in any sort of class I ever went to. Even in the economics classes, you know, I had the complete prototypical or archetype of a Berkeley, Birkenstock-wearing Marxist professor. To his credit, he was actually a very fair professor and actually introduced me to a lot of Austrian school economics. But at the same time, he was a total Marxist. I mean, he was a neo-Marxist.
All right, John, I need you to hold that thought because we got to go for a break because I'm a capitalist and I like making money. So we're going to go for a commercial break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. John Sullivan joins me, filmmaker of No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website. Also, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, to hate, to fear, and you're going to find out in the book. You don't have to, you know what, they've been lying to you. The group that hates labels, the group that doesn't want you to label them, has no problem labeling a guy like me. So if you grab the book, you'll see what it's all about, and I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it. There's no way you're not going to. Anyway, I met this guy, I think last year or the year before that, really appreciated work. He's a filmmaker, worked on the Gosnell movie, Sick person, great movie. You got to go get it. You got to go see it. He's working on a movie right now called No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. John Sullivan, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, no problem, Joe.
You know, I love this stuff. I love the fact that somebody's willing to take these on and do these kind of movies. And even in Sam Sorbo's recent movie that's doing well, I mean, is Hollywood ever going to figure out that these movies actually can make a difference or will do something?
Well, there's something going on in Hollywood, and that's what I always have to explain to people, because they're like, well, it's a business. I'm like, yeah, it's a business, but at the same time, if you're that 26, 27-year-old executive, you know, you can't be that person that greenlit, you know, that, you know, Sam Sorbo, Kevin Sorbo movie, because, you know, you're trying to make that new hip thing that's pushing some other artistic boundary. You're not going to make, you know, just that movie. Right. So the problem here is you have a currency going on that's not really the bottom line. It's a different currency, which is really the cocktail party in their career and, you know, their peer group going on. I've encountered that my whole career within Hollywood. You know, we've made, you know, look at, when you make a movie like 2016, it does $33 million as the number 5 documentary of all time. I've never got one studio to call me about that after that happened to say, hey, we'd like to make more of those types of movies because we think we can make some money. They simply don't want to be in that business.
That was amazing. Matter of fact, I gotta tell you, at night when I'm working on stuff, I put on movies and stuff, and I love documentaries. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was watching that movie because it was on Roku, and I was listening to not just some of the, you know, some of the predictions and what was going down and what happened. I'm going, my God, they knew back then this was going on. They pegged this when you guys made this movie. You pegged what was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, this is one thing I think Dinesh did really, really well. you know, when we were making the movie, I remember people laughing about the caliphate situation, and, you know, saying, oh, this isn't going to happen. Well, lo and behold, ISIS shows up. Again, I think we're going to have a bigger issue with Erdogan and Turkey happening. But, you know, these things did come to pass. You know, our debt did double. Everything we said was going to happen happened in that situation. And, you know, thank God now that we have an economy that's back on its feet, getting back on its feet, and the middle class is actually getting some, you know, wage increases and things of that nature finally after, you know. And, again, I'm kind of like you described me earlier. I'm not a right-wing nut job. I'm also very critical of George W. Bush. I think his spending was way out of control for a Republican president. So for me, I'm very fiscally conservative in that sense. So, you know, our debt going the way it's gone has been one of my kind of key things, you know, that I've been focused on and scares me in that sense.
I refer to guys like you as common sense conservatives. You're not ideologues. You're not party walkers. You're kind of like you're a conservative. You appreciate the principles of a certain group of people, and that's the way you go. I don't like people. Look at even as a Christian, I don't like people that spew back what the pulpit guy says. I don't like people spew back what the party says. I want people to think for themselves, know why they believe what they believe, whether it's political or religious, and be able to sell me on it. You don't sell me on the fact that you actually believe this. You're just spewing it out of a book. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that is actually, for No Safe Spaces, one of our goals, is the fact that these college students, if you listen to them, you know, it's like the old Steve Martin gag, you know, repeat after me, I'm a unique individual. You know, these kids are just spewing the same thing. They're just hearing out of this. They're not being, created, you know, they're not going to school to learn a trade or a craft. They're going to school to learn to be a social justice warrior. They're basically going to school to learn to be an activist. I mean, with a lot of these kind of put studies behind anything, and where do you go get a job for that? So if you're going to be a gender studies or, you know, a black studies or female studies, in any of that stuff, you basically are going to be a paid activist is what you're looking to be in that situation. It's not like there's a lot of jobs if you were to look, you know, on Indeed or Monster for those things. Now, they're kind of cloaked in diversity officers and things of that nature.
Yep.
So this is creeping into the corporate sphere. You know, what happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. But our main goal with this is just basically to get students to kind of look at, you know, what's going on and say, look, think for yourself. I will say there are people on the left, too. Like, we had Van Jones is in the movie, and this is one thing he emphasizes. He says, you know, do I want you to be safe on campus physically? Absolutely. He goes, emotionally, you may not be ready for a college campus if that's what you're looking for. So I think even the left, you know, the progressive left,
I like
is
that.
Understanding this. You know, it's like, look it, we're kind of, as Adam Carolla would say, you know, it's like putting somebody into, into outer space. You don't have gravity to work against if you take away these ideas that are challenging you on, that's the whole reason to go to school, is to have your beliefs and principles, you know, challenged. You know, we've gotten so far away from kind of the Socratic thoughts of school and how somebody should be, you know, we're teaching them what to think, not how to think.
Yeah.
We're so far away from that. You know, one of the guys we interviewed in this was Jordan Peterson. I don't know if you're familiar with him or if your listeners are, but I would highly recommend Googling Jordan Peterson. He's out of the University of Toronto. He's a psychologist. He's basically standing up within Canada single-handedly against these kind of pronoun situations where it's being compelled speech to call somebody by the pronoun they identify with, and currently within Canada, I think there's 77. And by the way, that's not just in Canada. That's making its way here into the United States.
Oh, it's already on Facebook, the 79. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, New York has it. L.A., actually California's putting this in place. So when we have compelled speech, this is something as an American, every American, we should bristle against this in every single fiber of our being in this way, because our First Amendment is one of the most, you don't have to be religious, but this is like a sacrament, if you will, almost. This is one of our core elements of who we are and our being as Americans, and this is being challenged right now on college campuses by compelled speech.
every day. John, the person I was on with on CNN with the other night, we were talking, and I'll tell you what, she said it in the green room. She said her whole goal was political science, but she wanted to become either a congressman or a senator. And she realized when she went to D.C. after a while that she could make a greater impact before the young people get to these places. So she decided to become a professor and to mold, out of her mouth, not mine, to mold the mind of those young people to get them early. We know this. We've known this. Hitler knew to do this. And this is why I've been screaming for conservative professors, teachers, educators to get off your butts, open your mouths, get into these colleges, get into these high schools, and teach these kids the right way. Don't be afraid. Right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's not teaching a kid how, you know, what to think. It's teaching them how to think. But as she said, she wants to teach them what to think because she realizes, you know, kind of free-minded, you know, critically thinking students, these are big challenges, you know, to what's going to happen. They break out of that mold within, you know, college and get away from kind of the social justice warrior element. I think one of the best things, if I were Trump today, I would say, look it, we're going to have free college. Everybody gets free college. But you know what? It's going to be math, physics, business, accounting, an engineer. It's going to be these types. We're going to give you seven different majors you can have, and you can have free college if you go there, if you have a 3.0 or better. I mean, that I think would be one of the best things he could do and say, look, if you want to pay for, you know, the other types of studies you want, like whatever it is, like gnome African studies or whatever the heck they're studying these days. I mean, like they have the craziest majors going on. If you want to study that, that's great. Pay for it on your own. Pay for it at the $40,000 per year. Great. But if you want to be an engineer, which we need more of, we need more STEM units. Yep. Like, right now, the problem is we're not even meeting. Bill Gates has talked a lot about how we need better education. You need to be more educated today.
John,
the problem is
hold that thought, okay? Because I want to talk about that. That's my big thing too. Career tech ed and STEM. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. John Sullivan joins me. You want to hear the rest of this? You really will. I promise.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Another Santana fan. You know, I love the guy's music. Can't stand his mindset, but I love his music. And the biggest online beating I ever got, if you would, was coming against Carlos Santana when he started giving all the political garbage in the middle of one of his concerts. And I'm like, Carlo, shut up. Nobody really cares what you say. Pay $75 per ticket, play the music. I'm not interested in your political viewpoints. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. You can buy my book, coffee mug, and all that other wonderfully fun stuff. But let me get my guest right back on, because I enjoy my time with him so much. John Sullivan joins me. He's a filmmaker who was involved with the Gosnell, the movie. You got to go see that movie. If you can't go see it, go get the DVD, find it online. You got to see that movie. And then tell me, after you see it, that you're okay with abortion. Seriously. John's now involved with a project called No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. Got to be a lot of fun, John. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure to be on, Joe. And I think kind of picking up where we left off the break there, I think, you know, a lot of our kids are being underserved in their education. They need to be more competitive within the STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And what we're actually seeing is that kids are backing out of that because it's, quote-unquote, too hard. So a lot of our PhD slots are So kids are going to school and doing other things rather than the jobs, you know, learning the stuff they need to learn within school. So it's, you know, it's frustrating to see our colleges become more expensive and less effective in what's going on.
Well, because, again, they're being turned away from this stuff because it's academics. Where, look, I don't want to say the district that I'm in. You know the district that I work in. And my argument is always, why do we lead with, you know, with back-to-school night or in the beginning of the school year? The counselors will say, how many kids go to college? How many kids go to a four-year college? And when not all the kids raise their hand, they say, why not? And I feel like jumping up, grabbing a mic and go, because I would have killed myself in college. I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to work with my hands. How many kids want to work a trade? How many kids love working with computers or this or that or the other thing? My youngest son was like that. Hated education. Hated it. But I knew he was going to work with his hands. Today, he's doing remodels of kitchens. He's having to work with, you know, math problems and fractions and all this other stuff. When you shove education down their throat, they're not interested in it. They're not looking for that kid that wants to work with his hands, right?
No, and I mean, for me, I was that kid in a lot of ways in high school. You know, I took wood shop for 3 years, and, you know, even though I took geometry, passed geometry, I didn't really learn geometry until I was in wood shop and had to understand all the angles and everything else and why, you know, I needed to understand a diameter of a circle and, you know, why angles lined up a certain way and what happened. So, again, I think sometimes we take that tactile learning away from students who learn that way with these shop classes and everything else. And it actually, you know, you kind of go back to the American kind of that Industrial Revolution just after that with the Henry Fords and Edisons and this. These guys were really connected on both, you know, the mathematics side, the physics side, to the actual manufacturing side. And I think we've lost that. I mean, that was one of our great advantages in that. You know, my whole family kind of was an engineering family, and that was part of it. You know, we had two rules in our house. You didn't go to the doctor, and you didn't pay a mechanic to do anything. And, you know, it was, you know, and you're in trouble if you did. So, you know, from that perspective, I think we're moving kids away from that, and it's kind of a tragedy to see that happen because a lot of kids, that's how they learn, you know, and that will have them go into a different whole nother field or discover something, and they're just not engaging that side of them.
Look, I went to a school down in, I think it was Corona, California, and what they were doing down there, they had these kids that were building, I called them huts. They were these 12 by 12 huts, if you would. Now, the kids were building the walls, they were putting in the plumbing, the electrical, and the whole nine yards, and they were having to learn. Think about everything they had to work with. They're working with math, right? They're working with tools. They're understanding how things come together. They're working with science because they're gluing these pipes together. But the thing that impressed me the most, not that they were building these things and they were working, you saw kids from all walks of life dressed differently, obviously coming from different, you know, socioeconomic groups, but they were all working together and they were all having a ball. And they were all figuring things out. I don't see why the educators, see, I'm not educated enough to put it out there because they don't believe me. I don't see why our educators don't see this. They don't see how this works. What do you think?
No, I think part of it is because we lost, you know, what is it, 385,000 trade jobs a year since 1985. So, you know, that's a big part of it. Is this company was built on trades and manufacturing for so long, and we've shifted to a service economy. So, you know, we've seen an educational shift to that, but it's kind of shifting back in a way, too, because to solve some of these problems in engineering and building and other things that are going on, you still need that hands-on experience to see that happen. And again, like I was saying, I think some kids learn very differently. I was one of those kids. I'm not a motivated person to learn calculus, but I learned calculus because I needed it for a job. Same thing with statistics. I had to do a bunch of statistics in one of my jobs, and I learned statistics. Not something I wanted to learn, but once it became a necessity, you know, I dove head into it and studied night and day until I could solve these problems. So I think kids need to be motivated, and sometimes they're motivated in different ways, whether it be working on an automobile or working on a house or working on robotics. There's all kinds of different ways we can engage these kids. So real quick, too, by the way, one of my old scuba diving partners was the original drummer for Santana. He started off with Carlos and those guys in San Francisco when he was like 17 years old. His name is Bob Livingston. He was on the if he's on the cover, he's got a big afro in the back there at the drum kit. That was Bob. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
I love their music. I've always loved their music. I just wish these guys would stay away from some of this other stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Just entertain me. That's what I want you to do. But I hear you, and I love the fact that some of these kids are getting a hold of this. Again, it's what kept me in school. I had to pass English and history and be able to go to my shop classes in the afternoon. So if I was having trouble with English and history, I wasn't allowed in the shop class. So it wasn't sports for me. It was the shop classes that kept me in school. And in those days, you had counselors that could really take control of the situation. And, you know, it's like, Messina, you're not college bound, obviously. We got to get you a trade. And that's the way he spent some time with me. Now what they do is it's kind of flopped. They're spending a lot of time with the kids going off to college, and the kids who may or may not make it, they're not spending as much time as they should with. But you know what's funny is I didn't have you on to talk about this, and we went off in this direction, which is fine. It's really good. But I do want to just get behind. We only got a couple of minutes left, but on the No Safe Spaces, I know where are we at with it. When do we look like a release date, and how is it working with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager? Two different people.
Yeah, totally different guys, but they get along so well. I was with dinner with them just about 2 weeks ago, and these guys get along so well. There's a true friendship between these two guys. When they're on stage, you can see it. Their relationship, and you know, Adam listens to Dennis's podcast and or his things, and Dennis will listen to Adam. I mean, there's a real mutual respect there. And they've come together on this film because they see it as such an important issue. We're in the middle of filming right now, so we have a lot more that we're filming up through this next spring, and then the movie we're planning to have it out next fall of 2018. You can go to our website, nosafespaces.com. You know, it's great. This movie was half of it was funded through donors, people through through Indiegogo. We raised $500,000, part of it, and we had somebody who matched that on the other side. But working with those guys, they're actually very smart and very funny, and that combination for me is always great.
Oh yeah, no. I like them both. I'm not, you know, Adam, I can't take as long, but Prager, I can. I appreciate what he does. I appreciate what they both do very much. And you know, John, really, I appreciate what you do too, because there's not a lot of people willing to take these kind of movies on. There's not a lot of people out there that are willing to fight this fight. They don't want the aggravation. And we need more people standing up. We need more people giving us information like you are, so we can make decisions based on it. So thank you for doing that, seriously.
Oh, thank you. No, it's I feel blessed to do what I do. It's interesting work. I feel like it's, you know, I see it more of a calling type of a situation. Not exactly like the career I set out to do if I were going into the film business. But, you know, again, it's very interesting. I've worked on some I've learned a lot every single project I work on. Even with this one, you know, with No Safe Spaces, learning how these schools are becoming detrimental to kids actually succeeding is fascinating to watch. And the deconstruction of our whole education system and the movement behind it. This is not an accidental process. I think that's one thing we'll show within the movie. This is not an accidental process, and I think that's one of the scarier elements of it.
Oh, listen, just talking to this professor, said she specifically went to do what she was doing and got support. We know it's not accidental. Hey, we got to go, John. Thanks so much for being with me. I so much appreciate the time that you've been spending with me. Seriously.
No problem, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about social justice talent show at a local college campus. It's just wonderful, isn't it? A lot more to come after the break. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.